Our sports brought to you by Stein Hospice. For some people, one day is all they have with Stein Hospice. Many of their families will tell you, one day does make a difference. Columbia won the marquee matchup in boys basketball. The Raiders, who shared the Pac Stripes lead with Lutheran West, pushed Clearview two games in back with a two-point win over the Clippers 56-54. Notre Dame College recruit Jay Banya scored 7 points in the final minute and 24 seconds and 12 points in all. Sophomore David Delahunty led 12-2 Columbia with 19 points, 13 in the first half, when the Raiders trailed by as many as 11. Brandon Severo scored 10. Columbia now holds a half-game lead over Lutheran West, who played and won a non-conference contest 58-54 over Trinity. Clearview had a game-high 26 points, including some great shots in the late going from Jarrell Williams and 16 points from Damon Knowles. In the Stars division was Keystone over Black River 66-35. For the Wildcats, Matt Bastock, 24, K.J. Williams and Marcus Gunner, 11, sophomore C.J. Conrad with 10. In the Southwestern Conference, a big win for Amherst, who beat defending Division I district champion Brecksville, 60-50. Garrett Kokoda keyed the Comets with 19, including 10 from the free throw line. Danny Fortney and Reese Rua added 13 points apiece. North Olmsted over Avon Lake, 57-52. For the Shoremen, Kristen Jones, 13, Luke Harris, 12, Seth Muck, 11, Brad Hamilton, 10. Red Hot Olmsted Falls handed Berea Midpark its first loss, 68-60. Lorraine High, after knocking up previous Lake Erie League leaders Warren Harding and Warrensville, came close to doing the same at current first-place team Cleveland Heights. The Titans missed a layup with less than 2 minutes left that would have given them the lead. The Tigers then went out to build a final margin to 73-65. Lorraine led by 5 in the fourth quarter, but the talented Tigers roared back. Junior Devon Andrews set a consolidated Lorraine High scoring record with 32 points. His sophomore brother Davier delivered 13. Rashad Berry, who scored 26 against Clearview, was in unusual foul trouble and played less than half the game before falling out. A team the Titans beat last week, Warrensville, won a big one last night over highly ranked Aquasave St. Mary, 69-66. In the West Shore, North Ridgeville was edged by Bay, 59-57. For the Rangers, Nolan Freeman of the career-high 28 points and 11 rebounds. Non-conference-wise, what a comeback for Avon. The Eagles trailed by 24 points, 34-10 late in the first half, when they pulled off the rally for the ages to surpass Strongsville, 49-47. Brian Kelly had 18, sophomore Jeff Laraway 11 to lead Avon's amazing comeback. Elyria High over Oberlin 75-42. For the Pioneers, Isaiah Walton with 20 against his hometown friends. A.J. Johnson scored 14, Hunter Parsh 12. Charles Lewis had 20 for Oberlin. Vermilion beat Wellington 60-37. For the Sailors, Cameron Kuhn with 23, Kyle Nader 18. Dylan Kidd had 9 for the Dukes. It was Fairview over Open Door, 57-44. No individual stats available. Back with more after this for Stein Hospice.